Welcome to season 4 of Coffee Pods, a coffee length break look at the Christian Healing Ministry. This season, we will be reflecting on the journey and inspiration behind the Healing Psalms, exploring healing found in Scripture. So, whether you're an espresso, an Americano, a latte, or a cappuccino, there is something here for you. So put in your earbuds, grab your coffee mug, and let's go.
Welcome to the fifth episode in the fourth series of Coffee Pods. Today we're looking at the song Send Your Healing Power as part of the Healing Psalms series. The songs all came out of a desire to give us something to sing and to express in the journey towards healing, which for some of us may be a long journey in itself. But the song Send Your Healing Power was influenced by what is known as the Acorn Prayer, and it comes from Acts chapter 4, verse 29-30. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. It was Bishop Maurice Maddox who began Acorn in 1983, who initiated this prayer, what is known as the Acorn Prayer, into the healing ministry. And we still have it with us today. The song, Send Your Healing Power, was the result mainly of reflecting on a number of Bible passages that, to be honest, you could probably come up with yourself just thinking it through. Luke 15, that wonderful phrase in verse 17, where it says, and the power of the Lord was with Jesus, or the power of the Lord was present to heal. Psalm 107, he sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. And Psalm 43, verse 3, the NIV says, send out your light and your faithful care and let them lead me. Whereas the NASB says, oh, send your light and truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. And all of these scriptures were sort of in the pot as I was beginning to think about this particular song, wanting something that we could begin to use to express this cry to God for the release of healing power on the earth. But the song started out initially in the story of Jesus walking on the water. And of course, it includes Peter. So have a listen, and I'll be back in a moment.
Send your healing power, God. Let us know your grace. Let us feel your love, Lord. Behold your holy face. Send your living word, God, breaking every chain. Let us know your healing. Show us grace again. For you are my healer. You make me whole. And you make my life free. Body, mind, and soul. And you reach your hand. Send your healing power, God. Let us know your grace. Let us feel your love, Lord. behold your holy face. Send your living word, God, breaking every chain. Let us know your healing. Show us grace again. For you are my healer. You make me whole. And you make my life free, body, mind, and soul. You reach your hands out to save me today, and so I love you, and you are my healer. You make me whole. Body, mind, and soul. And you reach your hands out to save me today, and so I love you, and so
so the song starts out with this story from Matthew chapter 14, and I'm jumping into the middle of it, but at verse 26, it reads like this. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I'm conscious of how on the journey towards healing, there are often moments when we feel that we are out of our depth and over our head, either as those being prayed for or as those doing the praying itself. And my own life would confirm the truth of that too. It's interesting that the decision to get into the boat was not made by the disciples, but by Jesus. It is him who started this journey off, and yet he is not with them in the boat. And it's true, there are times, particularly when we face need, and especially when it involves healing, that we feel the absence of Jesus more than his presence. We know in our mind that he has promised to never leave us or forsake us, but our hearts won't respond to our intellect. In the middle of this God-commanded journey, a storm breaks out, and the 12 are in the middle of it. Creak, paddle up, without seems to sum it up quite nicely. There is clearly some consternation about this maritime crisis, which, funnily enough, is not made instantly better by the arrival of Jesus. It's not that he has arrived that is the problem. It's his mode of transport. There isn't any. And having moved from "it's a ghost," and I'm sure that somebody probably came up with "We're all doomed." Peter, always to be trusted to jump in feet first, on this occasion literally, where others might fear to tread, says in response to Jesus' words, "Don't be afraid, it's me," he replies, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Now, the better translation of that phrase is not, "Lord, if it's you," but, "Lord, because it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And that's an important element that will come out in a moment. The story moves to Peter out of the boat and apparently successfully walking towards Jesus on the water. And then, of course, as happens to many of us in those faith moments, we take a look around at the circumstances, whether of body, mind, spirit, or just what's taking place around us, and we begin to sink. And I feel for him, I really do. It's then he cries out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reaches out his hand and catches hold of him. And that's where the song really settled. The idea that in our moments of greatest need, Jesus would reach out his hand and save me today. It's wrapped up in that chorus section of the song, "You are my healer. You make me whole. You make my life free, body, mind, and soul. And you reach your hand out and save me today." And so I was at the piano, just singing through what I'd put down on paper, when, without much thought, the last line of that came to me. "And so I love you." And it echoed that sentiment expressed in Psalm 116, verse 1. "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice." It wasn't that I would love him only because he saves and heals. It's much deeper than that. But as we've seen answers to prayer over these months of lockdown and COVID, and the dislocation of health and well-being, and indeed of medical appointments and things that would help us, every answer that we have received for ourselves or for others just seems to lift my love for Jesus a little higher and take my faith a little deeper. So if you're on the journey towards healing one way or another, you can, like Peter and like many, many others, be assured that the prayer, "Lord, save me," ends up with the outstretched hand of Jesus, the healer, taking hold of us. If you found these podcasts helpful, you can help others find them by giving us a like on iTunes. But now let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that just as you were willing to reach out your hand and take hold of Peter, you take hold of us. Father, whatever need we have in these moments as we gather listening to this, I ask in the extraordinary name of the Lord Jesus, who is healer and redeemer and saviour, that for every condition and every need in this moment, we would sense your hand laying hold of us and bringing us into the place of your grace and your love and your healing. Lord, for every need in this moment, I send out your living word. Send forth your word, Lord, and release your healing power into us, body, mind, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Coffee Pods. We hope that you have been inspired and uplifted by today's healing psalm. For further information on getting involved, events, and supporting Acorn, check out www.acornchristian.org. See you soon.